Greeting, listeners, and welcome to the finale of Peach's Big Mystery and a Debrief. This one-shot has become an ongoing kind of thing as Lizard has a few ideas to keep going, and we've already started recording our second mystery. The episode is a little short, but I hope you enjoy it, and next week we will be having an interview with Greg Taylor from Decoder Ring Theaters, and then the next Kesselheim one-shot. And now, on to the show.
Yes, you would be dead. So you only take two harm and are, you know, on your last leg. This is a bad situation to be in. If he wants to, like, pull back, the only issue with pulling back is that this guy does have range potential.
Oh, he's going to stick close.
Okay. And you've already burned your invisibility on this, right?
Okay, so I came visible once I attacked. You're ruling that way? Okay.
Yeah, because, like, you used it to misdirect. So you managed to, you know, you managed to basically jump on that. So he's not going to...
Not now, no. Yeah, I mean, he's got a knife in his throat. It's kind of obvious where I am, yeah.
Should I roll to protect someone, or...
Oh, did you...
They wanted to roll to protect someone, and I said that I would like to take one less harm. I thought it would stack.
If she can manage it, she'll take one less harm.
Right, okay.
Assuming she doesn't roll at a 6 or below, she should be okay.
So I'll have two...
Assuming I wouldn't spend a luck point if I did. But no, I got a 10 total.
Take your pick of the extra effect.
Okay. Oh, God. Okay. So I want to do something dumb because Peaches is really not a fighter and not very effective. I would like to... Well, first of all, I suffer one less harm because of prepared to defend. And then I think for my extra effect, I kind of... And this is really just narrative flavor stuff, and I don't know if you're okay with this, but I would like to, like, distract him or the monster or whatever by taking the mask, and then all impending danger is now focused on me.
Okay. Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. And so with my... suffering one less and
protecting me.
Yeah, and Alice, you're choosing to suffer one less. How much harm do I take?
So you're going to take one harm is the... I think you'll just take one harm, assuming if I'm calculating this.
Yeah.
So yeah, you managed to just get nicked as you jump on his sharp, toothy face.
And because she protected me, I suffer one less on top of the taking one less harm from my bones. Okay, cool.
Okay.
So I'm a little less dead than I was.
It's an unfortunate reality, but you're there.
Uh-huh.
No, just Peaches.
I mean, yeah, I chose all impending dangers now focused on me, so...
And you're right up on his face. The mouth of the pig mask opens up, reveal sharp metal. This thing is barreling down on you, and it looks like it's about to take a big fucking bite out.
Did I not take the mask off, or no?
The mask does not come off.
Okay. Okay.
It is used to his face.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if he was human, that would be one thing, but he is a Hellspawn now. He is Pig Mask.
Not to mention, there's basically a pig head with sharp metal teeth coming down. Vivian, what are you going to do?
I think I'm
going
to kick some ass again with that needle gun.
Okay.
I got an 8.
So 6 plus I did like 4. So we're already at 10.
Okay. Trading harm.
How much harm?
He can't attack you. You can attack him.
Okay.
Yeah. He is in the middle of a melee artois.
However, that does mean something very bad.
Can I use a luck point to make that not happen? Because I don't want anything bad to happen.
Even if you use a luck point, it just means it'll happen.
Me?
How much health do you have?
Ah, crap. I could have avoided all harm from an injury using my luck point.
I'm at 3 right now.
Good. Yeah, I would not recommend doing that. You could spend a luck point to, you know, avoid the injury, but that would just mean that, you know, Pete is going to get barrel down on Pete.
Oh, I thought it was going to barrel down on what I was worried about.
If you want to change your roll to a 10, that means your options are to either take one less harm, that won't be enough to save you, move them where you want them, which just means that they'll be away, but that doesn't mean that you will be.
Right.
And you could try and...
What do I want to do? Okay, I am going to...
So there's nothing I can do
if
to help.
If he goes down,
right,
stuff will be animated anyway. I'm gonna release the telekinesis on
the conveyor. Wesley.
Yeah, and
what do you do?
Wesley's just he's panicking, everyone's almost gonna die, and I think he is going to it's time for a big whammy.
Alright, roll it, my friend.
Oh,
what you get?
I got a 4 and a 5 plus okay. 2, so 11.
Cool. So what's your extra effect?
Okay, I think, because I'm far enough away that I can't really, I don't think I would be taking damage anyway, because I'm literally just like throwing, well actually wait, I have to get close.
You'd still be within range of his sharps.
I'm going to inflict terrible harm. I think that's my only chance to stop him.
Alright. So, Peaches, you see this mouth come right down on it, just charging down it, and then it right as it just as it seals it around you, and you feel like you're about to just get munched on and eat. But surprisingly, there is a death rattle and a putrid smell, and the beast then collapses. Then the bite doesn't go down. Basically, there's nothing pressing in on you, although you're still in it.
Dang. Did I just, like, Scanner's head pop him?
No, he's not dead, but he's harm tracked.
Can I extract myself from his mouth?
Act under pressure.
Okay.
And I do something?
Yes.
I rolled a 12 plus, what is that, cool? Yeah, so it's a 12. Yeah.
Okay. You managed to just sort of like push his jaws around away from your head and managed to not even nick yourself on the, on his, fucking death beat. Next up.
I'm just saying, I'm never using anything other than these lesbian dice ever again.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to stop using the dice that I have just rolled.
I have 3 sets that I've been using. They're all casino dice, so they're pretty balanced.
So,
it's 4.
I rolled a 5.
Yeah.
So that means an experience. I was going to use magic to banish a spirit or curse from a person, object, or place it inhabits. But, yeah, no, I missed, so...
Suddenly, you feel yourself trying to access... Like, in order to banish something, you do have to make contact with the magic in it.
Uh-huh.
You suddenly... It's like... It's basically like if you... Like, if you're... Like, if you sort of view it like this, you're sort of precariously resting one hand, and you're trying to reach down, and it's just deeper than you are, and you almost fall in, and suddenly, it rots. Suddenly, the demonic lights in its eyes light up again, as it drops. As, like every good slasher, it rises to the occasion.
Damn it.
You've gotten it pretty badly injured, but you haven't taken advantage of its weakness.
Alright, now my question is, have we learned his weakness?
The meat grinder, right?
You have. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he sort of like steps up onto the vat.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to ask.
And he is...
How close are we to the meat grinder is the question then.
This is the end stage of the meat process. Right there. It's right next.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Can I act under pressure?
Wait a minute. And I'm sorry for interrupting. I just had a thought. I'm still right next to him.
Uh-huh.
Because I didn't back off.
Yeah.
That means I'm right there with the meat grinder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You're really hurt.
Yeah.
No, guys.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? This is gonna be.
I mean, if anything, 3 of us are right there. We can help you.
Is it a new?
This is gonna be epic if I can pull it off. And if not, well, it's a hell of a way to go out.
Well, let's put it this way. I have a plan. if he fails. Because there's...
I'm going to look Vivian in the eyes. I'm going to smile at her and wink. And I'll say, see you around, lovely. And pull Razorback off the ledge with me.
I hate that.
All right. Roll. This is not... All right. Roll act under pressure. I just need to see if you... I just need to see if the dice gods favor you.
Roll under pressure?
Mm-hmm.
That is... a 7.
He is... You managed to... You managed to... drag it. You managed to basically shove... its injured form. The meat grinder whirs to life. And... yeah.
Can I act under pressure to grab him?
You managed to land him in there. And you... yeah.
Well, I was going to say, there's always two parts to something big like this when I do them. At the last minute, I'm going to change into a raven and fly off.
That's really good.
You motherfucker.
That's really good.
Yeah, okay. I can't fucking argue with that. You win. Okay. So, yeah. He just goes, there is a squealing and screaming as it just, you know, is sent face first into a meat grinder. And you can't really... I can't really argue with that. He is dead. Very dead. And, yeah. And you... and with that, you hear the machinery... the lights flicker. And the, machinery stops... and the machinery stops whirring. And the plant is back to normal. Aside from the satanic blood markings. Horrendous mess and recent renovation by our good friend Razorback. So you managed to... you've done it! You survived with grievous injury.
And I get an experience point.
But we survived.
Can I fall dramatically into Viv's arms since she's right now the only one right next to me?
Act under pressure.
The best part is we stopped, guys. We stopped my vision.
Oh yeah.
So I get an experience point.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I think Viv. I don't know if Viv would have saw the raven necessarily, because I think she would have been so focused on the Razorback going into the meat grinder. So I could see her just kind of like in shock, holding Peaches, just like, oh my god. One of my best friends just died.
Wait, once you got out the act under pressure.
Oh, I actually have to act under pressure for that. Okay.
Yes. I was not joking.
Okay, so I got a 7 to fall into Viv's arms. I think it would be really funny.
Okay, Viv will take a point of damage if she catches you. Or you take a point of damage if landing on the floor.
I was gonna say, it'd be really funny if Viv was just like so distracted by Alistair like going to the meat grinder that I just fall.
Yeah, I was like, how close are you to that? You just sort of like wham right into her and you're on a pile. You're in a nice pile on the floor. On the blood splattered, viscera soaked floor.
I could see Viv just kind of falling to her knees and just looking at Peaches like, I'm sorry. And just start crying.
So.
Well, that was a fun mystery.
Yeah. All right. So we can do a bit of wrap up. Okay.
Oh, we have the questions.
Yes. Right. Run. What is revealed to me? The questions. I don't have them up.
I do want to say that there's no trace of Alistair in the meatpacking plant.
Motherfucker.
It's just like, alright, that's fair.
Yeah.
But when you get out to the truck, you see a raven sitting perched on the truck roof, just kind of tilts its head at you. Ruffles its feathers, Lovely!
I think she would just be like, you son of a bitch. And just start trying to go after him.
I'm fucking loving the romance. I'm loving the cat for that romance chemistry above this.
Oh yeah, he's gonna be flying around in a circle just pawing. Lovely! Here!
Okay. I wish I could have more experience for that. That's not the right game. This is the right game to do that in. So, yeah, so you managed to do it with only...
Okay.
With minimal casualties.
If only just.
You know, Art...
If only just.
Archie... It's like, unfortunately, one of them did end up in the meat grinder just with, you know, you having to go around the back and do all that.
Right, right.
It's just... That's yeah, fair. That and all the waiting and... Yeah. But you did manage to stop the worst of it. You were basically in the midst of midnight because I had to speed.
Yeah, we took a lot of time.
Because you guys took so much time. Yeah.
We did, yeah.
Yeah.
So we did conclude the mystery.
Someone.
We did save several someones from certain death. Both the
there's
the one guy didn't, but we saved.
There were three others.
Three others.
Yeah.
Not to mention that we saved each other's asses from certain death. I know Alistair for sure.
God, Peaches, how much health did you have remaining by the end of that?
Oh, I had just hit unstable, so I was at 4 out of 7.
Okay, so hitting you with 4. Okay.
I have 2.
So hitting you with 4 with 4 damage would not have killed you.
Because it's 3 unstable and then it continues is how we do it.
Okay, then yeah.
Yeah. The only issue with that was with, because the thing is he has a move called Devour.
Ouch.
And you were right up in his face, aka where his mouth is.
That would have been bad.
Well, I had a plan for that. If no one was able to stop me, I was gonna burn a log.
The thing is, it has life drain, so he would have healed back.
Oh, that would have.
Oh,
he would have healed back.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, thank God he didn't get that off on you.
Yeah, you literally
saved the day.
Fucking Wesley, just I was like, oh my God, there's no way. Oh my God, I'm going to have to do this at the start of the next round. I'm going to have to do this to her. And then Wesley comes in. I realized, Wesley, please. Save her.
Do something.
Just silently fucking screaming like, come on, you bastard. Do it.
Look, having Peaches be saved at, like, the 1 second mark just once again proves to her that things just work out for her.
You have the opposite of the fucking... You have the opposite of the searchers, like, you know... I don't know! Actually, it makes perfect sense. It makes even more sense now that she has the fucking, what is it? The fucking...
I think we actually have yes answers for all 4 questions.
Yeah, so you guys gain, what, 2 experience?
Did we learn something new and important about the world?
Yes, there is...
I would say yes, in the fact that hell exists... And people can come back from it.
Oh, I leveled up.
That's the only experience I earned.
And then, did we learn something new and important about one of the hunters?
Also, I
would say yes, because you guys learned that Alistair can shapeshift?
Wesley learned that he could shapeshift.
I do feel like...
And that his...
Yeah.
Yeah, Wesley learned that, I think this was probably the first time, like, especially with how we talked about Peaches having a criminal record, this is the first time you've really seen her, like, luck turn out well for her.
Mm-hmm.
And just, like...
How much luck did you spend here, Peaches?
I actually only spent 2, surprisingly, because I had to turn that 3 into a 12, and then, I turned that 7 into a 12.
I do seriously think you... I'm starting to think that she seriously should have the cosmic insight thing just because, yes, things are fucking working out for her way more than they should.
You know what? If she levels up, I say go for it.
I think that's an advanced move.
Oh, that would be something.
Keep the character.
I mean, hey, just more reasons to... Oh, you can take a second first encounter move. So...
Ooh.
Yeah.
Neat.
You take... So you've got, like, 3 experience from the quest... From... In total, I think.
No, just the 2.
Oh, just the 2? Okay.
Yeah, if we get 1 or 2 yes answers, we mark 1 experience. If we get 3 or 4, we get 2 experience.
Cool. But, you know, I'm glad you... Did you guys have fun?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right. So...
Thank you so much for letting me pull that jackass move at the end.
It was good.
It was jackass enough and it fucking worked.
I was thanking our guests because I was taking a
totally
away from them and stepping over.
Fucking Peaches over here, just fucking tanky, tiptoeing, just fucking dancing with that thing. And literally, she was in fucking. She was like not only within spinning distance, but within, you know, eating distance.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
you're gonna hate me, Lizard.
What have you done?
I'm taking Sneaky.
I hate you.
You're gonna have to explain what Sneaky is.
It's a flake move that lets him fucking dump the fucker. He can do like
that move is devastating.
Four harm with the big whammy.
Oh, sneak attack!
Yeah, it gives him +2 harm to his attack on that.
Yeah.
Doesn't do terribly much against the fucking Razorback with his 20 harm boxes.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I was trying to figure it out.
I was wondering how much health he had.
So much
he
damage.
Has 20.
Oh my.
Yeah, I was confused when it was like, okay, we did 6 damage and then 5 damage.
Please
and like,
die.
When is this thing gonna die?
Never.
I remembered this mystery, but I was doing my best not to metagame. I could not remember how much health he had, but having 20 doesn't surprise me because he
Thank you, thank you,
spawn.
Thank you, boy.
Yeah, and he has moves like Machinery, which are 5 harm, intimate, messy, and slow. Basically, he can use the Machinery against, and it's fucking, and that stuff is like, yeah, and like the slow tag. I mean, I'd say that if you can avoid alt, you can avoid, like, if you can use an act under pressure to avoid it outright, but you know, you don't want to fight the Machinery. The sharps are fucking fucking nasty, man. They're close and too hard. Not to mention forceful, so that means that they'll just knock you the fuck around, pin you to walls. Yeah. It is not a fucking nice thing.
Well, Loser, it looks like after my one shot with the group, you may be the main guy for fictional heroism. This
thing. Oh god, no. Oh boy.
This thing.
I really enjoyed it.
Seriously like it?
I had a lot of fun with this character.
I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can do it again sometime, maybe.
Okay.
Give me a week or two.
We have plenty of time. Like Pinkichu said, she has other ones she does, so it'll be probably need to wait and stuff to get. But yeah, it's definitely something to continue. I think I have fun. I just like to have more.
Okay.
Oh, and I also updated. I updated the social club, so now you guys are both.
Heck yeah!
Fictional heroism guests.
Well, that was a lot of fun. I appreciate you guys having us.
Awesome.
Good time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Always glad to have awesome people guesting.
All right. Yeah, I'll kick out Craig and stop the recording.
Yeah. Same.